Chapter 6, Writing in the Biological Sciences. Increase the quality of your writing with Microsoft Word Spelling, Grammar and Style Checker. Basic ideas about Microsoft Word's checkers. Introduction. Most people that use Microsoft Word are probably familiar with the basic functionality of the Spelling, Grammar and Style Checker. The checker is included in the Microsoft Word software package. However, many people do not know about the advanced features of Microsoft Word's checker. I will start with the basics and proceed to the advanced functionality of the Spelling, Grammar and Style Checker in the following paragraphs. How to use Microsoft Word's Spell Checker. The basic features of the Spell Checker. The most basic feature in Microsoft Word's Spelling Checker is a wavy red line under a word, which indicates a spelling error. The red line is also seen when a word appears twice in succession. See the following examples. When you see a red line under a word in a Microsoft Word document, left-click on it, and the dialog box will appear, as seen in the following screenshots. The dialog box usually provides a number of correctly spelled words that match the misspelled word. The user chooses the correct word. However, the correct word will not be displayed if it is not in Microsoft Word's Spelling Dictionary. See the following screenshots. If a word appears twice in succession in a Microsoft Word document, you will see the following dialog box after you left-click on the word with the red line. When you spell a word correctly that is not in Microsoft Word's Spelling Dictionary, there will be a red wavy line under it, as if it was a spelling error. This often happens with words and names that are uncommon. However, even if the word is technical, it is often in the Microsoft Word Spell Checker Dictionary. For example, many, but not all of the commonly used biological terms are in Microsoft Word's dictionary, such as DNA, RNA, prokaryotes, eukaryotes, paramecium, amoeba, chlorophyll, chloroplasts, mitochondria, cytoplasm, etc. When a word is not in the Microsoft Spelling Dictionary, you can add it. That is, if you see a red wavy line under a word, and you are sure that you spelled it correctly, you can add it to Microsoft Word's Spell Checker Dictionary. To do this, left-click on the word with the red wavy line under it, and a dialog box will open. Scroll down to the words Add to Dictionary, and left-click on it. After this, the dialog box closes, and the word will be in the Spell Checker Dictionary. See the following screenshot. Microsoft Word's Grammar and Style Checker. How to use Microsoft Word's Grammar and Style Checker. Microsoft Word's Grammar and Style Checker indicates errors by placing a wavy green line under the problematic words and phrases. If you left-click on the underlined words, a dialog box will open, which will provide information to help you correct the error. You can see this in the following screenshots. If you want more information about your grammar or style error, left-click on the word Grammar. See the above screenshot. After this, another dialog box will appear that has a button with the word Explain on it. Then, left-click on the word Explain, and a box will pop up with information about your grammar or style error. You can see an illustration of the above steps in the following screenshots. Adjusting the Microsoft Word Grammar and Style Checker. The Grammar and Style Checker in Microsoft Word can be adjusted for your needs. You can even turn the Style Checker on or off, and leave the Grammar Checker on. To make any of the above changes, you start by left-clicking on Tools on the upper portion of your screen, and scrolling down to the Word Options. Then left-click on the Word Options, and another dialog box will open. After this, click on the tab that has the words Spelling and Grammar. You can see this in the following screenshots. Note, the above dialog box also provides the functionality of setting requirements for the grammar checker. This dialog box has a tab on the left, which you can push down with the mouse, to reveal the settings for the style checker. You can see this in the screenshot at the end of this paragraph. The style checker can even be turned on or off with the upper portion of this dialog box. The passive voice, and the Microsoft Word Style Checker, it is usually necessary to use the passive voice when writing any type of scientific or technical document. Some publishers and instructors require the use of the passive voice when describing experiments. However, Microsoft Word Style Checker will indicate an error by putting a green wavy line under every phrase that is in the passive voice. This can be distracting, and it can prevent you from noting significant grammar and style errors. There are two solutions to this problem. The simplest one is to turn the style checker off and only use the grammar checker. A better solution is to adjust the style checker according to your needs. In general, if you are writing any type of scientific or technical document, you will do best if you simply remove the checked mark on the phrase passive sentences in the dialog box shown above. The following list of websites will provide more information on checking devices for writing and related concepts. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.